We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN 936, and opportunity to get a conversation started here with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter here in segment number three, and we have Animal Control Officer Brandon Sokol joining us here now. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to have you on. Always look forward to our animal shelter segments. Of course, we were talking earlier, we miss having the animals in the studio. Hopefully, we'll get to do some in-person interviews here in the future, because that's the one segment we most look forward to is having dogs or cats here. But we know that the shelter does have a few animals in its guardianship right now. Actually, there's a few dozen out there, aren't there?
Yeah, I think there's approximately 40 cats and dogs. There's even a hamster rolling around here somewhere.
A hamster, huh?
Yeah. When we clean, we kind of let him, you know, run around in his little ball so he can walk through the front. He might be rolling down the hallway there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And, you know, I know you had an adoption event last weekend. The cold, I don't know how much it hampered you guys out there, because it was really frigid for a few days.
Yeah, people still showed up. We were able to move quite a few animals for our, adoption event. And right now we're down to 40 animals. People are, you know, more than welcome to schedule appointments with us Monday through Saturday, 1 to 5. You can just call our primary line, 785-587-2783. And then also checking out petfinder.com. We post all our new animals on there, and that stays pretty live. So, you know, if an animal gets adopted, it disappears from the website. But as soon as they become available, they show up on there. And we had some animals get spayed and neutered yesterday. So that website should have quite a few new photos and new pets for people to look at. There's some excellent dogs and some cute cats. So, yeah, if anybody's interested, I'd check out Pet Finder, then give us a call and schedule that appointment.
Do you find more people are adopting during the pandemic just because, loneliness, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think at the beginning of the pandemic, the industry thought, oh, we're going to be getting a lot of animals in, you know, as people, you know, really struggle through the pandemic or, you know, go through this hardship. But it's kind of been the reverse. People have been adopting, and, you know, our numbers have been staying pretty consistent, or at least manageable. So I don't know if I necessarily can thoroughly explain that, but, you know, adoption numbers have been good.
Oh, all right. Well, you're the animal control officer here, and tell us a little bit about welfare checks this winter. I imagine it's been a year that you really want to make sure that animals are safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we encourage people to, you know, call in anything that they're suspicious of or even suspecting that, you know, hey, this animal needs someone to check on it, because, you know, we can't really do our job unless we're getting informed about stuff like that. So we encourage, you know, people just to report things to Raleigh County PD so we can follow up on animals that are outside, need to have a shelter that is large enough to accommodate them but isn't so large that it doesn't insulate their temperature, stuffing that with straw or some nice blankets so that it can insulate better for them, having a flap over the door, you know, giving it elevated off the ground. So basically a five-sided shelter with a door flap and some insulation is excellent, but any animal or like a dog that, you know, is kept outside needs to have a shelter that's appropriate. So we have no problem following up on that, and also helping people find solutions for, you know, their animals. If, like, let's say they don't have exactly an adequate doghouse, we want to help try and make sure that they either get one or know how to get one. So we're definitely there to help rather than just remove an animal if it's not, you know, doesn't need to be.
Okay. Well, you know, this would be a bad time of year to lose your animal, certainly with the temperatures being as cold as they have been. I understand that microchipping is done with any animal that comes through the shelter. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So for any dog that you adopt from the shelter comes microchipped. And then when you're checking out, we give you some paper to finish registering. So that registering of the microchip is probably the most important step, because an animal could have a microchip and sure, you know, it's got that permanent number that we can find, but without, you know, the proper information updated on that chip, it can be very hard to get in contact with the owner. So anytime, you know, somebody updates a phone number or an email or moves, maybe gets married and has a name change, those are things that we, you know, really want people to call their microchip company and update that information. Because the first thing we do when we come across a stray animal is scan it for a microchip. I carry a microchip scanner with me in my vehicle. So as soon as I find maybe like a stray dog, the first thing I do with it is try and scan it for a microchip. And if I can get that owner's information there in the field, I'll take the dog home. Those infield reclaims are awesome. They save the shelter a lot of time and resources. And obviously it's, you know, good for the dog to just get right home rather than coming into the shelter, being held and, you know, being exposed to other animals, that kind of thing, or possibly not being found. So we stress hard that microchipping is going to help you reunite with your animal. Microchipping at the shelter is a $40 service fee. You can make an appointment for that. It takes less than 5 minutes. It's pretty painless. Usually there's just a quick yelp and then it's over. When animals are reclaimed, the shelter will actually microchip your animal for only a $15 charge. So $15. And again, it's just always going to help you or help us get the animal back. So, I mean, can't recommend that enough.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Cause I, you know, I'm not sure that I have my pet microchip. We need to probably get that done here and do it pretty soon. So that's nice to know that that service is available. And it's good to know also that anytime you have a stray animal, that those are up on your social media right away.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been utilizing Facebook. So we're posting those pictures and brief descriptions. People that, you know, see their animal like that, we do ask that you bring proof of ownership, whether that's, you know, some type of vet statement or even photos of you with your animal, that kind of thing. So you can, you know, we're sure that we're returning the animal to the right person. And then even, you know, people are sharing those photos on different Facebook groups. So, you know, the outreach doing that has been pretty wide. So I think it's a, you know, pretty good system. If you're looking for your animal, definitely look at our website, look at Facebook, look at our Facebook page.
I might ask you real quick about if anyone's having problems with nuisance animals. I know, you know, I think in my house the other day, we think it's a mouse, but we're not sure. You know, it could be a bat. We're not 100% positive. That may be a problem with other people here in the community.
Yeah, you know, when the weather's bad like it is, you know, the wildlife is certainly going to be trying to find shelter too. So, you know, mitigating your interaction with wildlife in your house kind of goes back to maintenance, making sure that, you know, holes are secure. I actually got called out for a bat last night, and it was the bats we were able to find were landing on the bricks because we could see their droppings and then crawling up under, what's that called, where the roof overhangs a little bit. Anyways, there was some cords or some conduit that went up in there. And right next to that was, you know, a hole about, I don't know, half dollar size. And you could just kind of see with the droppings that the bats were, yep, just landing there, crawling right in. And that the conduit actually went to the person's dryer. So they were basically just following those holes. And that bat ended up inside this guy's house. I think he was like live streaming and this bat flew across his face. So that was kind of entertaining. And yeah, we were able to at least figure out where they were coming from.
Yeah. And entertaining for sure, but you certainly don't want those in your house, especially if you. Entertaining
for me, I should say. Yeah, sorry, you know. So for that gentleman, yeah, it's not safe. So definitely, I showed him, you know, some ways that he could kind of mitigate that problem, get that hole repaired, so that the bats can't come back in.
All right. Again, Brandon Sokol joining us here from the animal shelter. Is there anything else here that you want to make sure to get across this morning?
Well, you know, again, just scheduling appointments with us. If you have any questions about city ordinances, you can visit the City of Manhattan website. It's www.cityofmhk.com, where you can certainly reach out to us with any questions, scheduling appointments. We definitely would like to get people in here viewing our animals and see if we get a match and sending them home.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we always appreciate all that you guys do at the animal shelter, and stay warm and hope the pets will stay warm as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brandon.
You bet. That's going to wrap up this segment. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Representative Ron Hyland. We'll replay the interview from this morning. Here next on K-Man's in Focus.